Welcome to Grounding Visions, a podcast from Society of Air, supporting artists, healers, small business owners, and social changemakers in sharing their work with the world in a way that feels aligned, authentic, and even enjoyable. Because you have visions that are going places. Hello, welcome to Grounding Visions. I'm your host, Holly Hilgenberg of Stained Ghost, artist, community builder, and creative communications practitioner. And before I hop into today's episode, I wanted to let you know that the next session of Share Your Magic is starting up in mid-April. Share Your Magic is a four-week crash course in supporting you in finding your brand identity and creating and implementing a communications plan that actually feels good and enjoyable to you. If you are interested in joining me next month for the course, subscribe to the Double Gemini Substack newsletter linked in the show notes below to know when doors open and to receive an early bird discount for this course that will give you everything you need to create a sustainable marketing plan that works for you. And now, on with the show. Today, I'm taking a break from the Back to Basics series to explore today's topic. The very reason why I haven't shared a Grounding Visions episode or posted on the Grounding Visions Instagram in weeks, and that is technology overwhelm. Now, I recognize that with my personal experience, it was a combo that went hand in hand with tech overwhelm plus simple burnout of doing too many things at once. This past month, after hitting the pavement running at the start of the year with applying to various grants and work opportunities, starting with a new client, curating an art show, and co-hosting a creative retreat, I was done. Stick a fork in me. All of my creative juices, inspiration, vision, motivation, and energy had been totally zapped up. Thankfully, I had enough juice in the tank to attend to my commitments, but I've been working quite a lot on practicing stillness and not doing, which is quite at odds with how I tend to run and how I have, like most of you, been socialized and conditioned to operate in late-stage capitalism. And a huge part of cultivating stillness has been in reaction to my own experience with technology overwhelm. Because with juggling so many plates earlier this year, I had found myself becoming increasingly fragmented in how I was approaching technology and my tasks on it. Soon, I was automatically checking Instagram and my client email every spare moment that I had a second of quiet, jumping back and forth between accounts while answering emails, designing graphics, troubleshooting platform issues, all the things. And so in short, I was sliding back into the chaotic way that I had been shown to work via toxic work environments that operated from the falsehood that being busy equated to doing good work or being effective, which neither of those is actually the case. And as well as my experiences of working in Monday through Friday office jobs in which you were tasked with somehow filling 8 hours a day of work, whether you actually had it or not. For me, this overwhelm wasn't simply due to the pace or tempo of which I was flitting between tasks and platforms, fragmenting my attention again and again. It was also in there being just so much information to hold as a major result of everything coming through my email boxes and Instagram accounts. And I really resonated when, in a recent episode of the podcast Medicine Stories, herbalist and host Amber Magnolia Hill discussed with her mentor Cammie McBride how she and other women in their 40s seem to be increasingly having experiences of burnout, in huge part due to information overload. Amber said that she's to the point where she's so sick of information and people's opinions, even those that she would be into and supportive and excited about, that, like, you know, 2 years ago she would be super into, but now she can't even go on Instagram because she's just so exhausted by it. And Cammie agreed, also noting that the amount of information that we take in a year now is more than our grandmothers would in their entire lives. Like, whoa, sit with that for a moment and its implications. We take in more info in a year than just a few generations ago folks would experience in their entire lifetime. So clearly our brains are marvelous things capable of so much. And also what we're experiencing is entirely new to being a human. So it's no wonder that we might struggle, especially when so many of the ways in which these information sources operate are based in systems and techniques of extraction and endless consumption and production. Part of why the Medicine Stories episode resonated with me so strongly was that lately I can barely stand to go on Instagram, which, considering how up to a few months ago I was offering a class on how to reframe one's relationship with the platform in order to enjoy it, has been a bit jarring. I just have been feeling completely drained from it, and thus, you know, it's really been a struggle with how to continue looking at it as a platform of connecting with people, sharing my work, gaining knowledge and an inspiration. And to be completely honest, I'm still not where I was in taking a much more charitable view of the platform. And yet this process has reminded me of the importance of being mindful and aware of how we feel when engaging with communications, and trusting that it is okay to take a break from them, even if it can feel scary and unsafe. Because as self-employed folks, we don't rely on the security of a regular job to provide us with a paycheck. Our income is directly tied to what we offer and getting folks to invest in said offers. And often, the way this exchange happens is through sharing about it and connecting via communication platforms. So, if you take a break from said platforms and their related activities, then it stands that you would be cutting off that exchange, no longer nurturing it. Whew. So, that can be really, really stressful, you know, when you are expecting to be able to pay the bills and live your life based on your work, stopping it can be a lot. And in this, I've been reminded by some of my favorite artists and business folks that with values-aligned businesses, we will face cycles, just like in nature. And I think this can be likely applicable to all businesses, whether or not those at the very top want to admit that the upward trajectory of productivity and profit is not ever growing. I first encountered this concept of businesses operating through cycles similar to the seasons and nature through Kat Hoso Lee, whose most recent Rooted Business podcast episode explores the idea of tending to your business through a winter or slow cycle. And I've also found Cody Cook Parrott's Common Shapes podcast and Amelia Irby's Off the Grid podcast as being ripe with nuggets of wisdom, inspiration, and encouragement when it comes to slowing down and becoming more mindful and aware of how and when we are sharing our work with the world. For myself, this past month in particular has been an exploration in moving from a place of fear, constriction, and scarcity when it comes to slowing down, into feeling secure, abundant, and trusting in my intuition and needs to take a beat and recenter myself and my vision and purpose with where I'm at now and what the last few months have brought to my work. Reflecting on and composting what I've learned in going through my offerings and putting my work out into the world. And here I also want to acknowledge that there are times when slowing down isn't an option, and that I am in a position now where I have a partner who helps me with income and a regular client to give myself more space in order to not always be pushing as hard. So even if, you know, even partially taking a break from sharing your work isn't an option for you, here are some ways that I found work for me in this process that, even in small amounts, can do wonders with helping us just slow down a bit and feel a little bit safer and secure and not just running on empty. So first, the big one is simply being mindful of when I am going online. So this is resisting that pull to pick up my phone and check my email the second I have to wait for something. You know, because the constant flood of information plays a massive role in fragmenting my attention, making my brain work so much harder than having dedicated times where you might just sit down with the intention of engaging with your work or social media. So that has been huge in really helping me a lot. Along with increasing awareness of how I'm utilizing these tools and doing my communications work, I've really been focusing on what I mentioned earlier, which is cultivating stillness. So basically allowing my mind the space to just not do anything. And this has looked like, in addition to being aware of my screen usage, experimenting and incorporating meditation practices and other ways to calm my buzzing brain. And I recently explored this topic in a Double Gemini Substack post when I realized how I had begun going through, in my mind, work emails during a nice relaxing hike on a beautiful day with my dog in the woods. And mind you, these are work emails that did not need to be immediately attended to, that could most definitely wait until I got home, or even the next morning. And recognizing this seemingly automated behavior was stemming from anxiety around feeling the need to, quote, prove my value through constant work, quote, which I had been further indulging with that chaotic workflow, I began repeating a few mantras, if you will, that were honoring my attention and energy, and it actually helped me calm down and stop thinking about the emails. And those included, my time, my attention, and my energy are my own, and I choose how to bestow them upon the earth. And I have power and agency over my thoughts, my attention, and my energy. So those might help you. I've also listed them in the Double Gemini post, so head on there via the show notes if you want to try them out as well. So in addition to being more mindful of how your attention and energy are being channeled into your work, another suggestion I have is to recognize that there are other ways to share your work if one thing you've been doing feels exceptionally crunchy. And this can be especially helpful if you've been struggling with social media overwhelm. There are increasingly more and more folks, including Cody and Amelia, who I mentioned previously, who have gotten off of social media and are, you know, really working to support and encourage others to do so as well. So it may be about trying a whole different strategy as far as the platforms that you're using, or it could simply be about taking a break for a period of time, or it could be about creating stronger boundaries around when you are using these platforms and how. And then finally, there's the idea of embracing going through phases with your work and how you're sharing it. And this really came to me along with all these other practices of awareness and reflection that I've been doing when I recently listened to an interview that I gave like about a year ago on the Just Earthly podcast, which was just released. And during this time, when I had been talking with Mandy, the host, I had been working on a project that ended up following through. And it was also prior to my return to working doing communications work. And in the interview, I spoke about my experiences working and being educated in the field of marketing and communications. And I was rather still disgruntled about it, in huge part because I was still healing from a really toxic experience in that field. And listening to that and how I was sharing about my journey as an artist and community builder reminded me of how much I had gone in and out of love with things. I try something, get space away from the experience, then learning from it, and getting clearer on how I'd like to move forward next time. And that my work isn't a static thing with an only upward trajectory, but it's actually cyclical. And that includes how I communicate about my work. So, you know, that might be something to take in mind too. We definitely go in phases with what we're interested in, where we want to focus our energy. It's just like the cycles. Above all, I want you to know that you are not a failure, that there isn't something wrong with you if you are experiencing technology overwhelm. This is something we are all experiencing, some more than others at different times, depending where we are in our lives and businesses. Know that we are all trying to figure it out, despite the demands of the overculture placing on us and conditioning us with. Because the current pace of constant communication, connection, and output of said overculture is not sustainable, nor is it natural. So just know it is not just you. And yet, I believe in you. We are all in this together, figuring it out. And I'm happy to report that after taking it down a notch for a bit, the inspiration and excitement in my own work is coming back as I knew it would, or rather as I was working on trusting it would. So, you know, trusting your own cycles and knowing that the cycle of your excitement and inspiration in sharing your work will return. It might look different than it has in the past, but that's part of our journey and growth of ourselves and our work. So, thank you for taking in these thoughts. I hope that they are helpful, especially if you're struggling with feeling jazzed about sharing your work. And I'll be returning shortly with the next in the Back to Basics series, all about building better websites. And other than that, again, if you're interested in learning more about the upcoming Share Your Magic cohort, which will be opening up in April, sign up through the Double Gemini Substack newsletter in the show notes below, and be the first to know when the doors open and also get an early bird discount. Until then, take it easy and have a good one. Thank you for listening to Grounding Visions. For more support in sharing your magic with the world, visit societyofair.com. Follow me on Instagram at society.of.air, or sign up for the Grounding Visions newsletter in the show notes below. And a special thanks to Chris Rose of Robust Worlds for our theme music and production support. And if you've enjoyed this episode and know folks who would benefit from it, please share it with them. Thank you for your gift of connection, and until next time, take it easy and have a good one.